I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
You can always depend on her for some sass, and Emily threatened to smack the tequila out of her ass. It's Watch What Happens Live with Shannon Storms-Bedore and Marisol Patton now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with one guest who just opened the door on a new Housewives chapter and another who couldn't open the door to a room in Mexico tonight. Please welcome Real Housewife of Orange County, Shannon Storms-Bedore. Great to see you. My next guest is back where she belongs on The Real Housewives of Miami. New episodes drop Thursdays on Peacock. It's Marisol Patton. Hey, Marisol. Great to see you.
So nice to be here.
I mean, it's got, you haven't been here in so long. And Shannon, you haven't been here in two years since before COVID. Yes. And I love it because you are sitting right in front of Mama Elsa's maracas, which she gave me on an infamous visit to the clubhouse when the two of you, we had you driven to New York City by our PA. I mean, that was an incredible thing. Yeah. Now, in Mexico, we got to see vacation fun, Shannon. But tonight's bartender introduced us to fashion runway model Shannon. After collabing with her on Project Runway, give it up for designer and Project Runway contestant Bones Jones. Hey, Bones. Bones, I loved it because you were hoping for a Potomac housewife. You picked Shannon. And you know what? You two had a great relationship. Your dress was amazing for her.
So
and you, I love that you were calling her Miss Shannon, and you really got her, I feel like.
You know, it was really funny because I didn't know who Miss Shannon was at first. And so, like, it was like a little like, oh, damn, I f***ed up. But then as we started to get
to know her. Okay, we're on television.
Oh, my God, I said that.
It's okay.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But, yeah, we messed up. And so, yeah, when we get back in the back to, like, actually start drafting and figuring out things, like, I was like, I love this lady.
Yes.
So much. I love her so much.
So much fun.
Me Street too. Fun.
And I want to get into our first poll question, which is that the hairstyles in OC have sported enough ponies to fill a stable this season. That brings us to our first one. Tell us, once and for all, who rocks a high ponytail better, Heather or Shannon? Bones, what do you think? There's the photo.
You know, I... It's Miss Shannon all day, the grind.
Okay. Very good. The audience is going by Heather by a hair here. All right. You love a pony, don't you?
I no, it's kind of new for me.
Oh, okay.
I always just wear my hair down. So I'm just trying to be a little adventuresome.
Okay. Stay on WWHL.TV for our next poll. Whose side are you on, Heather or Noella? Is Noella coming in too hard for Heather? What do you think?
I mean, she does come in hard, but she has no fear, and she, you know, she says what's on her mind, and I think that's a great addition to our cast.
There you go. You guys are going with Heather on this one. And while we're on the subject, answer this poll. Noella's gift for Max, appropriate or inappropriate? What did you think of the gift?
Oh, absolutely inappropriate, but I don't think that the intent was there. I think she had no idea what she was giving her.
Right. And you guys are going with inappropriate there. Okay, and John Jansen is here, and this is going to be a little awkward because our next poll is, do you think that John is the one for Shannon? Yes or no? Marisol, what do you think?
I like him. He looks good to me.
Looks like the audience is saying yes, 81%. Wow. That could have been really awkward, John Jansen. In Cabo tonight, Shannon gave a toast over warm tequila completely in Spanish. But is she fluent in the language of self-reflection? Shannon, we're about to find out as we play Defend Your Character. We're going to go through some of your more controversial actions over the years. Say if you can defend your character or not. Let's start with what the big issue of this season so far has been. Can you defend telling Emily and Gina about Nicole's past suing Terry Dubrow?
I mean, in my wildest dreams, I never thought that it could be the same person because none of it made sense. So I was talking to two girlfriends, never thinking that it was a possibility.
And when you said it, were you being shady or were you...
No, I couldn't for the life of me figure out who this girl was that said she knew me.
Do you think you were punished too harshly for Heather by Heather?
Beyond. I mean, it was absurd.
Can you defend yourself against the many claims you make every conversation about yourself? And that being friends with you is exhausting. This is something that Tamara kept saying.
Yeah, I think she went way too far. And I didn't want to go tit for tat in our friendship at the time, and now I regret it.
Can you defend the couple's therapy exercise you did with David where you lied in your own grave?
Okay. You know what? That was the second time I actually saw him break down and cry. So the relationship boot camp gal did her job because she broke him down.
Wow, she broke him down. Can you defend your face filler in last season's reunion?
No.
No, you cannot.
No, I had never had filler before. So she goes, I just put 6 vials in. I thought that's normal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Can you defend throwing your plate at the quiet woman?
Okay, I cried for 2 months, but now people request that booth.
People request that booth. Yes. And by the way, there's an episode coming up, I just watched it, where you were at that booth.
Yes.
Can you defend sticking a plastic enema up your butt to the point that you thought it got stuck there?
Yes, because the gut is the key to good health.
Can you defend blocking Emily on Instagram?
Okay, I'm really bad with the Instagram, so I don't know. Sometimes I push. Apparently, I was following Sweet James, Noella's ex-husband, because I wanted to see the video. I push buttons by mistake.
Thank you very much. Okay, go back to WWHL.TV. I want to know who the biggest pot stirrer in the group is. Emily, Gina, Heather, Dr. Jen, Noella, or Shannon. What do you guys think? Looks like Heather is in the lead here.
Wow.
Now Noella. Ooh, I'm interested to see where this pans out. Yeah, it looks like this is going to be Noella, and Shannon is number 3.
Emily is number 1.
Okay. What?
Emily is number 1.
Is she the biggest pot stirrer?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. On the last Miami, Alexia accused Marisol of dressing like a high school girl, so it's only fitting that I ever lend some captions to the world's shadiest yearbook. It's time for Shady Superlatives. Marisol, I'm going to throw out some random titles. You assign each one to the bobbing heads of Miami Housewives High Class of 2022. Julia, Gertie, Nicole, Marisol, Kiki, Adriana, Lisa, and Larsa. Who has the best work done of the group?
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Andy, for God's sakes. Me.
who lives beyond their means?
Jesus. I don't know. I don't know.
Who's the most two-faced?
Nicole.
Who has the best style?
Me.
Who has the worst style?
God, they all dress pretty good, I think.
Who's the biggest gossip?
Nicole.
Who can you trust?
Me.
Since you said at the dinner, who can you not trust?
Me.
Who would have been Mama Elsa's favorite besides you?
Oh, you know, I was going to say me again. She loved Alexi and Adriana a lot. She did. Both.
All right. Thank you very much, Marisol. Some of the OC women thought Noella arrived in Mexico with her thirst levels turned to the max, even though Emily's the one who was walking around in public with a 2-liter bottle of ginger ale tonight. But since I have an unquenchable desire for tea, let's play Who's Thirstier? I'm going to show you both pairs of housewives. You say which one's more parched. This is going to be interesting. Shannon, who's thirstier, Noella or Dr. Jen?
Oh, that's just not nice. I don't know.
Okay, Marisol, who's thirstier, Lisa Rinna or Larsa Pippen?
Jesus, Andy, what kind of game is this anyway, for God's sakes?
Wow, no one wants to answer my question.
I don't think either of them.
Larsa.
Okay, you say Larsa.
I love
Shannon,
them
Kenya
both.
Moore or Jen Shah?
Jen Shah.
Marisol, Leah Black or Jill Zarin? You know
Leah.
Okay. Shannon, Tamron Judge or Kelly Dodd?
Tamron Judge.
Okay. Marisol, Jennifer Aiden or Karen Huger?
I don't know.
You don't know
Karen Huger.
Okay. You say Karen Huger.
But I really like her.
Okay, good. You were on runway with her. Shannon, Melissa Gorga or Teresa Giudice?
Don't look at me. I saw you looking at me.
I like both of them.
Okay.
But...
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Sorry, games are not good.
Folks, you having fun on the show?
I'm having so much fun, thank you.
Good. It's so fun to watch you. You're so talented.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You've seen Shannon's business journey play out on OC. And now things are about to get really real. There it is. Her brand is now a part of our Bravo Virtual Bazaar. Scan the code below to shop now. There's actually... really cool stuff there, and your stuff is there, and yeah, it's awesome. Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Here are Daniel and Alex. Ooh, I love the cleavage, guys. Yes, I'll see you guys at Sidetracks after the show.
Marisol, rocking the cockies for Marisol tonight.
Yeah, hey guys.
What's your question for Shannon?
Shannon, we love you, but we have to know, how hard is it for you to build your friendship with Heather, considering your bestie, Jeff Lewis, is vocal about not liking her?
And would you ever try to mediate a sit down with them?
You know what? I try and keep my friendships separate. And so, you know, Jeff is friends with a lot of people that I'm not necessarily close to. So we're okay.
Tamra.
Being one of them.
Now Vicky.
Yes, Vicky also.
Dear. It's a long line.
Lisa from San Francisco has one for Marisol. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Andy. If the legendary Mama Elsa was still with us, what do you think she would think of Larsa's OnlyFans account? I can only imagine what she would say.
I don't know, maybe. Ay, por favor.
Thanks, virtual fans. What was your reaction to the sit-down with Heather? We haven't really spoken since then. She said at the end, she kind of made a little threat to you at the end.
No, a promise, actually.
Right,
a
yes.
It's not a threat, yes. It's a promise.
Right.
I mean, going through my mind at the time, I thought, okay, again, Bravo, how many times did we practice this script?
Okay.
Because it seemed quite scripted to me. But when she was saying those words to me, I thought I didn't have any intention to go after her family. But, you know, what was this threat? You're gonna hurt me? You're going to try and take the company away from me that I'm building to support my daughters? Because now you're threatening my family. So, I had a difficult time with it. And watching it back, it's hard.
Do you think that you got too much of the brunt of it, given that Gina brought it up at the party?
Gina's justification for bringing it up is that at one point when she was going through her divorce, she was at a barbecue and people were whispering about her affair. And that's a tragic story, and I relate to it because the same thing happened to me when my ex-husband was having an affair. But nobody was whispering about it at Heather's party. Nobody knew about it. So there was no need to bring it up 1 minute before dinner was going to be served.
excuse me. Gosh, I just had another question that I was going to ask, and I forgot. You have something for me?
I do.
Tell me.
Oh, so...
It's in this box?
Oh, yes, it's in this box. Sorry.
Okay.
It's for you to open.
Wow.
So, I was trying to think of something to bring you, and it's one of my mom's rosaries.
Wow.
Yeah, and it has, yes, but actually, wow. There's not many left, and that one actually had a hamsa on it. You see it? You see the hamsa hanging from it?
What's a hamsa?
Hamsa. The hamsa, the ham.
The hamsa. Oh,
and it has
really?
The Jewish star on the hand. I said, my God, that's for Andy.
That's so
that's for Andy, and I brought that
one. That's so nice.
It has
of
her
you.
Energy.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
You know how much I love Elsa.
I
this
know.
Is a very personal gift.
It
thank
is.
You
yes.
so much.
Gift should be yeah. personal.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes me tear up a little bit.
Oh, don't make me cry, because
yeah.
Jesus.
Wow. You know, I was saying to you before the show that I feel like, I feel like there's a, you're so funny this season on Miami.
I've always been funny.
No, I know you have. No,
everyone's
no.
like,
no, but excuse me, I know, but when you're standing next to Elsa, she gets all the laughs.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I feel like Elsa is being channeled through you
I
a little
too.
Bit. You
I
know,
do. I mean. Do. And I would talk to her whenever I do scenes. I'm like, Mom, come with me. Talk through me. Come with me. People loved you. Help me keep you alive.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, Shannon debuted a new talent with her sexy phone operator voice, which I'm praying will lead to a new side hustle called 1-800-9-LEMONS. But while we wait for that business to take shape, it's time for Smooth Operator. Shannon, you'll travel through some iconic Miami quotes with your signature gravel vocals spoken directly into this phone. Try not to be too aroused, Marisol, as you guess who said each one on Miami.
Okay.
Here we go. What's the first line, Shannon?
All right.
It's easy to take the high road when the low road is the gutter.
Who said that? That's a good line.
Jesus, I don't know. Somebody, Leah?
Yeah, it was Leah.
Yes. Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
I will hit you with my pocketbook.
Oh, Mom. Duh.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. Why would I want a man with a limp penis?
Oh, Adriana.
I like my men hard.
Yeah. Classic Adriana.
Pick up a bag and slap a bitch with it.
Oh, Jesus. Lisa? I don't know. I don't remember that one.
Leah. Wow.
No, I don't remember that one.
She did all of her best work on her back.
Anna.
That's funny. She's a recovering alcoholic, but who isn't?
That's a good
Lisa?
Line.
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
Good lines. I gotta tell you, these Miami women.
Okay. I've never eaten conch. Oh, wait. I've never eaten conch, but I have eaten cock.
Anna?
Okay,
Anna?
No, Joanna Krupa.
Oh.
Okay. That is not something that Shannon Storms-Bador would say.
Well, you just
You're
said
just
it.
Repeating.
Okay. See, I'm repeating.
You get a break.
Sit down. I don't want you to break a hip. Sit down.
Anna?
Yes.
You are good
at
this game.
Hello, I have 10 years to think about it.
She said in this interview that we're classless fame addicts with Botox for brains.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
What? What was it again?
She said in this interview that we're classless fame addicts with Botox for brains.
Can I call a friend?
No, it was Adriana. I don't know who she was speaking about. Thank you very much, Shannon Storms-Bador. Wow, look at this bedazzle.
I know, that is so good.
Behind the bar. Okay, Shannon, Ethan S. wants to know if you think you really owed Terry an apology, especially considering Heather basically made you give one to him. He seemed to laugh about the whole thing when it came up at the Nobu party.
It was my intent to do that all along. And when I did tell Emily and Gina, if by some rare chance that this is true, we will never mention it because there's this unwritten rule. You don't go after kids or businesses.
Marisol, Lexi P. said, do you honestly think Lenny and Lisa are in a better place than when we last saw them in season 3?
I'm watching what everybody else is watching. I didn't, you know.
You're not hanging out with them in their bedroom.
No. Nope.
Shannon Haley, you said, what was going through your mind when Noella accused Heather of showing off when she walked in on her shooting? Looked like Heather was just finishing up and Noella was looking for excuses to dislike her at that moment.
You know, I don't know. Like, I know there's text messages that are coming out on social media right now to prove whether, you know, she was invited early or not. So I wasn't there, so.
Marisol, Katie S., have there been rumors circulating around Miami for a while about Adriana and Julia's relationship?
No. It's all new to me.
Did you know Julia before?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I met her like 8-9 years ago, yeah. She came to my PR firm for PR for her skincare line. Yes.
You know, we met like 8-9 years
ago. Oh, at the Quiet Woman, right?
Like 6 years ago.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Quiet Woman, yeah.
Well, Quiet Woman, yeah. It all comes back to that.
It does.
That woman's not so quiet, huh? Oh.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that after taking a DNA test, Below Deck sailing yacht deckhand Jean-Luc has confirmed that he is the father of a child had by fellow yachty Danny Soares. The two are now committed to co-parenting their daughter. I am glad that their family can finally have peace, and I feel like we have all learned a valuable lesson about the dangers of semen. I love a semen joke. Oh, thank you.
Who doesn't love Mark, a dangerous semen?
Every joke. Tonight's Shackle goes to all the headlines today celebrating Kate Middleton's new hair transformation. If you look at the before and after, they look exactly the same, everybody.
That's so funny.
Like, look, they're the same. It's like Shannon saying she never does a ponytail.
You know we have the same birthday, Kate Middleton.
Okay, all this celebratory talk about hair must be making someone feel left out. After seeing Kate's botched transformation, here's what I think we all want to say to her hairstylist.
Give me your keys. I'm taking over.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank Shannon Marisol and both shows for being here. You can go to our after show now. Thanks, you two.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Well, it's still early. It's 10:30. It's not exactly. All right, we're here with Shannon and Marisol, who are both giving me tons of props. Bones Jones from Project Runway is behind the bar. Oh, my gosh. Let's go back to our virtual audience. In an odd coincidence, Shannon, you have a question from two people named Shannon and Heather from New Jersey.
Oh,
hey, Shannon and Heather. That's hilarious.
Hey.
What a hey.
We're sisters.
Ooh.
Our question is for Shannon. As someone who also went through a public divorce, what advice would you give to Noelle on how to handle her divorce on social media?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a shame that her ex-husband went on social media, because I feel that she did need to respond that way. You know, you don't want to fight your divorce in the public eye. I don't think that you do. But I'm telling you, she's a very strong girl that was blindsided, and I can't imagine going through what she was going through on camera. So
that was a big bonding thing for the two of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I still have nothing but empathy for her, because it's just a really difficult thing to go through. She was blindsided. He left for the morning and he never came home that night.
How's your relationship with he who shall not be named?
We still don't have one. If, like, I'll get in trouble for this, but if he's on the phone with my daughters and he hears my voice, he hangs up the phone.
Wow.
He will not return a text, my ex. He will not return a text. It's unbelievable.
Wow. And you still need to, I mean, you have three kids together. I mean, you need to co-parent.
I know we do.
It's not like you're trying to get him back.
No.
The divorce is settled.
Yeah, it's done.
And right.
We've both moved on with our lives.
Clearly. So. You got John Jansen.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Yes. I mean, he's
good.
Got a boat.
He does.
Hey. All right. Let's go to Allison and Tyler from Texas for Marisol.
Hi, Sandy. Hi. We love you. You're the best.
Thank you.
Marisol. Without giving too much away, who do you expect to get in the most intense arguments when you film the Miami reunion?
Tomorrow.
Oh, by duh. The way.
Bright and early.
Lars and Adriana, for sure.
Right. There's a lot of stuff coming up between the two of them.
Yes.
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 It seems like Larsa is very protective over anything relating to Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good friends are, that's what they do.
Right. All right. We'll leave it there. I want to thank Shannon and Marisol and Bones Jones. For more, stick around. BravoTV.com, everybody. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.